Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Utah's rugged terrain often translates into treacherous roads, and the most precarious stretch of road might be the hole-in-the-rock passage through the rough cliffs of southeastern Utah. In December 1879, a company of Mormon colonists heading toward the San Juan River were blocked on their route by the deep canyon of the Colorado River. They found a narrow crevice in the canyon wall, called the hole-in-the-rock, and spent 6 weeks hacking a road through it that led straight down 1,800 feet to the river below. First, they widened the notch at the top of the crevice so the wagons could get through. Benjamin and Hiram Perkins led the men who dangled from ropes over the rim and drilled holes that held black powder charges. Exploding obstructions away was preferable, but with powder in short supply, much of the rock was chipped by hand. Tons of rock were broken and moved. To navigate one particularly difficult section, Ben Perkins engineered a road segment tacked onto the side of the cliff. Men, again on ropes, chiseled out a ledge and pounded oak timbers into the cliff face to create a path just wide enough for one wagon. By January 26, 1880, the road was ready. Lizzie Decker wrote of her descent to the river. "If you ever come this way, it will scare you to death to look down. The first wagon I saw go down put the brake on and rough-locked the hind wheels and had big rope fastened to it and about 10 men holding back on it. And then they went down like they would smash everything. I'll never forget that day." When Lizzie and her son Willie walked down, the boy looked back and cried, wondering how they would ever get back home. All up, 263 people, 83 wagons, and over 1,000 head of livestock made the exciting and terrifying descent through the hole in the rock to the Colorado River. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.